This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here today with Robin Ellis, my wife.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're just getting ready to crank it up here. What a week, huh? How do you like that rain out there, Robin?
As I put on my Facebook page yesterday, I am starting a GoFundMe page to build an ark.
Good for you. Good for you. Good morning, Chris. Chris Klaproth, our producer this morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
How you doing this morning, Chris?
I'm doing okay. How you two doing?
Good. You able to take a little nap last night during the overnight and, you know, get rested up for the show this morning?
Nope. I don't dare fall asleep.
He was running when we got here this morning.
I know. He's been running like crazy all morning. So, well, we're here to take your phone calls on anything related to fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. The great outdoors, the great wet outdoors, I guess you could say. My goodness. Have we had enough rain?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Need a little more.
Yeah, exactly, because, I mean, I'd rather have this kind of rain now versus drought in you know,
oh, yeah.
July.
Well, who knows if it's going to last that long.
No, but the problem is mosquitoes.
Oh, we stopped one place yesterday down in southern Dorchester County.
Okay.
And he was standing outside. I was like, would you please get in a car or shut the door? Because the mosquitoes literally were swarming him and coming in the car. I mean, there had to be 20 of them on him.
Wow.
I didn't even know it. I was talking. But in that location, which was just not far from the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, right around the corner.
Okay.
The yard, everything was flooded.
Yes.
You know, and the young lady that is one of our customers said, Natalie Hurley is her name, Shore Girl Waterfowl.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful work.
And taxidermy work. She said, we've never had water like this in the yard. I mean, the driveway was half covered and the ditches were full and the yard was flooded. I said, and it's low tide. She said, and it was. It was dead low tide. And she said, yeah. So a couple of places we went, we drove through probably, I don't know, what, foot of water? You know, the shore is just not, especially Dorchester County down in the lowlands there, that's not, really built for a lot of water like that.
Well, even driving down 50 yesterday, we went by a field that was like a lake.
I mean, the fields look
like. He said, you know, that's a field over there, not a pond. I said, I know.
Yeah, all the farmers that planted early have now pretty much lost their crops, you know, so, which is a shame. They'll blame it on the deer, of course, but.
Of course.
What?
Nothing.
It's true. Anyway. Sorry. But, it's been a wet week. And, you know, I make a joke, you know, every time the new magazine comes out and we're delivering magazines, it rains. Well, yeah.
Never like this.
Not like this, no. I mean, I actually did something smart yesterday. I was on Thursday, very insistent that we go to Southern Maryland.
Okay.
On Friday.
It caused a little bit of consternation in the car.
There was a little bit of consternation. Robin said, you don't want to go all the way down there. You don't know what the weather's going to be. I mean, it's a long trip from Easton to Mechanicsville, St. Mary's County.
Exactly.
And our 3 a.m. drive this morning would just...
Yeah, well, she wasn't looking forward to that. But she said, we'll get caught in beach traffic coming home. And I'm like, poo-poo, you know. So, you know...
I can see where this is going.
We had a little discussion, and, you know, so we're driving along and not saying anything, listening to the radio, and, you know, she started to say something, and I started to say something. I said, look.
No, I said, I'm not going with you tomorrow.
I said, look, I've reconsidered our trip, okay? And I said, you're right. I don't want to get caught in beach traffic on Friday. Did you see the backup on the Bay Bridge yesterday?
No.
8 miles.
3 hours from 97
Three
to the
hours
Bay Bridge.
3 hours from 97
wow.
to the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, I think they're having like a cruising weekend, you know, hot rods and all that other stuff this weekend,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. You're right, but...
Put pontoons on them.
Exactly. There's a boat, speedboat race and all that stuff going on, but...
Yep.
It's oh, my gosh. It's,
he had to say, you were right.
I had to say, yeah, I had to eat a little crow yesterday.
There you go. Yeah, the fun begins if you want to go, at least from this side,
yeah.
to get down there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's,
oh,
and it,
well,
it's going to be horrible. You guys down there are safe. Unless,
except
of course,
for
you want to come back up here on, let's say, a Sunday
yeah.
or Monday. Then
well,
you
I mean,
might
we,
just
you
stay
know, we,
down there.
We delivered Thursday. We were all the way out. Well, I delivered out to Hagerstown and uh-huh. beyond one day this week and got caught between Anglers and the Bay Bridge. That was an hour. The next morning or morning after, we're coming westbound,
okay.
and a banana truck had overturned right there at Route 8, and we were an hour and a half from Kent Narrows to the Bay Bridge. I mean, it's, you know, 50's been just a nightmare this mm-hmm. week.
Needless to say, we are walking out the door here at 7 a.m., and we're going zoom.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a game
and
plan.
And it's like that all day, because I'm planning to head down to that end of town,
yeah.
you know, your neck of the woods,
yeah.
at around 4 or 5, and I know I'm going to be sitting...
Are you going down farther?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
why don't you go up and around?
That would make it, that would add like an hour and a half, I think I timed it out.
Perhaps.
I'll give you a link to check the bridge traffic, okay?
Okay.
And if it's as bad as it was yesterday, I mean, they get a live update every 5 minutes and they talk to you about it.
Okay.
If it's that bad, it's worth it going up and around.
Exactly. But, you know. 3 hours yesterday, if I can get off 97 and go up to the Beltway and go up 95 and go around, I'm doing it. You know, 3 hour backup. I mean, what was it? 8 miles, 9 miles of backup just sitting there? Right, just,
3 hours,
you know.
They said 3 hours, 97 to the toll gate,
yeah.
toll bridge.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
I
better
can,
have your Gatorade bottle with you
exactly.
if you're doing that.
But I can remember when I lived north of Baltimore, it was wonderful to go up, you know, 95 over Delaware and then down. It was beautiful. And now, that I'm back on this side of the tunnel. I'm not looking forward to it.
It just all depends. We're actually heading down there middle of the week.
Yeah.
We're heading towards the ocean.
Yeah.
We're running away.
We're going to run away for a couple days, but
okay,
we need
good.
It. Yeah. Hey, Captain Dawn is listening online from St. Croix.
I saw he was in St. Croix.
U.S. Virgin Island. Not much luck fishing from shoreline, he said. He could see him, but couldn't hook him. So he's going to try some light tackle before he leaves today. And he, of course, has to punctuate that by saying the weather's great.
I saw pictures of his trip to St. Croix.
Hey, look, you can go fishing. Fish don't mind. They're already wet, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You can go fishing in this. Fish don't mind. They're already wet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I just feel like I'm mildewing and molding or something.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. So, you know. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Say that again when it's like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
That's because I don't go outside when it's 100 degrees.
I know. And 80% humidity?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an air conditioner witch.
Okay. Well.
That was part of the deal, remember?
I get it. Anyway. We are at 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to call, comment on the weather, we'd love to hear it. You know, if you've been fishing, or I don't know how it does for the turkey hunters. I mean, turkeys are out. They were out yesterday. They were out. We saw a flock of turkeys coming home last night. We saw turkeys in the morning. We saw deer last night. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, the common term used to be, yeah, we were out there in the woods and deer weren't out. I said, where were they? I mean, they're already out, right? Where were they?
Mm-hmm.
If they weren't out,
they were in the clubhouse.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I've seen deer take cover in a barn in the snow. You know,
sure.
An abandoned barn or something like that. But when they're not out, that means you didn't find them
mm-hmm.
because they were around.
Exactly.
So yeah,
they were smarter than you. Yeah. Is all it meant.
Deer weren't out. Yeah. We didn't see nothing. Deer weren't out. So. Been there plenty of times when they're not out. They're just not visible where I'm looking. So, anyway, hey, you know what? last day for our promotion for Papa John's. I mean, they're still open and so forth, but their little mini contract ends today, and we'll pick them up again in the summer for the produce. But Papa John's Farm, you know, if you like gardening, you don't have to worry about getting watered. I like to recommend Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. You've been there, Robin. You love it.
I love Papa John's Farm.
Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, and even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden or pond. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers, and even herbs. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouses, make your selections, or you call 410-969-5909. Just think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church, or that special occasion. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. You did tell me it was how many seconds to the live commercial?
10.
Oh, okay. Well, I was drinking coffee.
It's okay.
I know. Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They carry Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, custom bucktails, parachutes, umbrellas, custom planer boards, lines, flags, rods, reels, tackle for everything. Chesapeake Bay, tidal rivers, freshwater fishing, full selection of live and frozen bait. Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, or Costa Del Mar sunglasses, not sure which. And look, you can get ready for bow season, too. They've got the Raven crossbows, Matthews and Hoyt bows, Barnett Mission Excalibur 10-point, Carbon Express crossbows, custom arrows, bow too. I mean, it's a complete sporting goods store on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Where is it located? Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? when I'm 64. By the fireside, Sunday mornings go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And the answer to that is yes.
What? You still love me when I'm 64?
Mm-hmm. Gotta tell y'all, that is dedicated to Alan today, because today is his 64th birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Now let's talk to Richard in Kingsville. Good morning, Richard. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan, and good morning to the lovely Robin.
Good morning.
You stole my thunder. I want to be the first one to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. For him.
And the reason I know that is because today's my birthday also, and you're the only person I know I share this day with.
Well, happy birthday, Richard.
We've got some good company, buddy. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Malcolm X?
Malcolm X.
Yeah, Malcolm X. And a couple others.
Wee-wee, Minchua.
Yeah, wee-wee. Wee-wee. So, I did that before the show.
I'm down in McGowan right now. We came down yesterday. You're right. Those fields were like.
Oh, yeah. It's insane down there. How's the water across the road? I mean, it's got to be certain places.
Across the road, we actually come on 404, but it's out from Kingsville, so we come on 404, and both sides are pretty swamped.
Yeah, you know, we were in Taylor's Island yesterday, on the way back to Taylor's Island Family Campground, and we ran through, 60 yards of just foot deep water or more. I mean, and, you know, Robin wanted to take her car. I didn't. No, I did.
I was smart. No, I wanted to take my car in the morning. I said when we went to Taylor's Island, it was smarter to take the truck.
Thank you. Yes. So.
Yeah, that's definitely a job for the F-150.
Yeah, exactly. You're right about that. So.
Well, yeah, we actually came down here to put our pontoon in, and the marina never even touched it. We gave them a week's notice. They said it's been so swamped out here.
Yeah.
They didn't get to our boat, so I just got to wait until, I guess, Memorial Day to put the boat in.
That
sounds wonderful.
That's not good, but, you know, all right.
Yes. We're in Swan Keys off of 54.
Oh, that's a nice spot over there, that's for sure.
Yeah, so. In a canal.
Yeah, my daughter's got a place down there.
What? Who does?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's nice. I mean,
oh, really?
Everybody down here.
Yeah. Yeah, Robin's sister actually lives in Ocean City.
Yeah, my sister lives in Ocean City, and my daughter and her husband have a place with their family in Fenwick somewhere.
Yeah.
Good, nice.
Yep.
Good.
Small world.
All right, buddy.
I
sent you the Maryland crab recipe. I emailed it to you. I hope you can do something with it.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember. It's kind of long.
No, I know. I remember. I have it.
The crab soup.
The crab soup recipe, yes.
I will try it. We were talking about Maryland crab soup the other day. In fact, we tried some the other day.
Yes, yeah, we did.
I went to a bull and oyster roast the other day, and they pretty much made it with Campbell's vegetable soup, a dash of Old Bay, and a dash of Tabasco, and threw in a handful of crab meat. Called it crab soup.
Yummy.
You know, it's a neat thing, and you might think of it. My sister does it every year for Christmas. She makes us all her famous Maryland crab soup, and then she freezes us, so we have it during the winter.
Yeah, same here. So, yeah, I only make it twice a year. If it's like a turkey, you don't make it that many times.
Nope.
Well, all right, buddy.
Richard, you have a wonderful birthday.
Richard, you take care, buddy. Happy birthday.
Okay, thank you. You too, guys.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many famous birthdays there are on May 19th. I Googled it a while back, and I did remember Napoleon was one of them. So, you know, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for the well wishes, all the ones that are coming in on text and email and that type of thing. We appreciate that, hearing from Fred and Chuck and a bunch of folks. So, you know, what are you going to do? Time marches on.
But it's a good time.
Yeah, 58 years of fishing, and this is my 51st year of hunting, so, you know, it's all good.
That's all good. How you gonna, okay. I remember that. I'm canceling the reservations for tonight.
Well, you know, look.
I just made him reservations at one of the places he loves to go.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
Why? Is it going to be too much of a swim?
Why? What'd I say?
No, you marked your years by hunting and fishing.
It's the Outdoorsman radio show. How do you want me to win?
Well, I've been playing poker since I was 11.
Never mind. Just go away. Go back to your little corner.
It's the fishing and hunting show. So.
And he's been on the air for, 29 years?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, it'll be 30 in December.
I'm a newbie here. I know it. It's okay.
Better learn your place.
I've learned my place. I also learned how to cancel reservations.
Go for it.
Nah.
Go for it.
No, I like it too much, too.
You can just do something on the grill tonight for me. That'd be fine.
No, we're going to dinner.
Okay. Hey, new striped bass regulations came in. I got to do something for the fishermen.
No, you go ahead. I was just trying to figure out how I was going to grill in this weather.
Let's see. Anyway, this came out on the 14th. New regulations effective for May 16th. The enhanced conservation rules on the use of bait and hooks. Minimum size reduced to 19 inches. There are some unintended consequences, however. The opening of the regular striped bass season, May 16th, coincides with new conservation-minded regulations pertaining to the use of bait, gear, and hooks. The Maryland General Assembly Joint Committee, Administrative, Executive, and Legislative Review Committee, sometimes known as AELR, recently approved the Maryland Department of Natural Resources regulations, which will be effective through October 12, 2018. Beginning 3 days ago, May 16th, Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries, anglers must use non-offset circle hooks when live lining or chumming. Let me repeat that. Pay special attention to these words. Anglers must use circle hooks, non-offset circle hooks, when live lining or chumming. Anglers must use circle hooks or J-hooks when using fish, crabs, or worms as bait or when using processed baits, and minimum size for striped bass is 19 inches. Those are regulations. Now, what are the unintended consequences? You can't use your packaged cat form bait because treble hooks aren't allowed for catfish. Okay? You know, they come pre-packed, loaded with cheese or garlic or whatever it is, and there's a treble hook in the end. You just tie the thing on the end and load it up. You throw it out, and catfish bites it. Cannot use treble hooks. Okay? Can't use them. Just can't. Disallowed. If you are fishing for striped bass and catching your own bait, such as spot, or you want to fish for white perch when the action is slow, and you're fishing for rockfish, live lining, or chumming, you must use a non-offset circle hook, even for perch. When you're engaged in the act of chumming or engaged in the act of live lining, and you want to catch anything else, guess what? You've got to use non-offset circle hooks, even if you're using bloodworm for perch. Now, it's screwed up, in my opinion. You know? I guess they don't want you, you know, bottom fishing with top and bottom rig with bloodworms while you're, you know, live lining for rockfish, trying to catch a couple spot. Can't do it. Got to use non-offset circle hooks to catch your spot.
You got a picture of that over there?
I do. There's a picture right there. There's a J hook. Looks like a regular Aberdeen
right,
or something. There's a circle hook. There's a non-offset, which means the barb is in line with the shank. And there is an offset. Not allowed.
But you're still allowed to have a barb. It just has to be in line.
Yeah, barb. It has nothing to do with the barb. It has something to do with the shape of the hook.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, so now you got to use a circle hook, non-offset circle hook, if you want to catch spot. So you got to, you know, you can't buy a cheap pack of hooks and catch spot with. You got
to.
If you're just fishing for perch, yeah.
Okay.
Or if you're fishing with bloodworms for perch and you catch a rockfish, what are they going to do?
But you're not chumming and you're not live lining.
Chumming and you're not live lining, okay? But the guys that use these loaded, what do they call them? Bait bait tubes or something, whatever they call. Well, it's a catfish bait. It's kind of like a spring or a cage with a treble hook in the bottom of it, and you load it up with cheese or garlic something or whatever, and it's a scent bait basically. It's got a treble hook at the bottom, and it's kind of, you know, the line goes through it and hooks onto the treble hook like that. It attracts catfish. Can't use them anymore. The simplest thing is to go to the DNR website and read the comments, because people were pretty smart, and they're asking, you know, very pertinent questions about this. So, I mean, there's going to be some blowback on this. According to Dave Blazer, the Fishing and Boating Service Director, new rockfish regulations seek to address the shared concerns of anglers, charters, and conservationists who have reported high mortality rates of sublegal rockfish. True. The new rules aim to increase fishing opportunity and success while reducing unnecessary mortality in the bay. While the emergency regulations are in effect, the department is also moving forward with regulations aimed at making them permanent through remainder 2018 and 2019 fishing seasons. Public comment is being accepted through May 29, 2018, with a public hearing that's already passed at the Annapolis Friends Meeting House. So if any of you went to that public meeting on the rockfish regulations, I'd like to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The staff have begun a proactive education and public relations campaign to ensure that anglers, bait and tackle shops, charter boat captains, and Maryland Natural Resources Police understand the new striped bass minimum size and corresponding gear requirements. After the regulation sunset in 2019, the department will use new stock assessment data to determine if the new conservation actions were preventing mortality as designed and intended. So I'd like to hear some comments from you on that. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's how we do that. So, man, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Let's see. Wait for the email to load up. Hey, there's old buddy John B. Roby and Carney. Let's see what Roby has to say. So, well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate the birthday wishes on text. So we're waiting for the call. Let's talk to Roby and Carney. Good morning. Is it Roby?
Yes.
What's up?
Happy birthday, Mr. Al.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about bait color real quick. I accidentally killed a bunch of real nice bloodworms that I had, and I made a pack. I forgot about them and left them in the car, and I made a pack with the worms, never use a live one again.
I have a question. Was it a memorable experience when you opened the car door?
Yeah, sure was. August.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. And I felt so bad. And I love animals just like you guys do so much. I just made a pack that I would use rubber.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Were you becoming friends with this pack of bloodworms? Or?
Well, not on a name-to-name basis.
But you love animals.
Yeah, yes, I love them.
You'll cut them in pieces and stick a hook through them.
Yeah. If he uses it for the correct thing, yeah.
What?
He said he just doesn't want to kill them randomly.
Oh, randomly. Was that the key word?
You know, heat, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay to cut them in chunks and put them on a hook.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't necessarily like bloodworms.
Bloodworms or regular worms, pretty much, Mr. Al. I guess we can talk about regular because I probably would use them maybe more. I'm going to do some stream fishing, Loch Raven, Liberty, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be artificial worms now. What color would you think that, of course, if they're going to bite, they're going to bite on anything, I know.
Right.
What color would you say is the choice for fish? Bass?
Well, if I'm fishing for bass, I'm going to be fishing a couple of different things, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not just a rubber worm, although rubber worms are extremely, extremely popular and effective. But if, color, man, there used to only be two colors, black and purple.
Yeah.
You know, but then you know, all these colors exploded and so forth. I guess the way I could explain it is use a light color on a dark day.
Light on dark, okay.
And use dark colors on light days.
Okay, opposite each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you're going to use plastics, use something that imitates whatever the fish are eating.
You mean...
Well, if you're fishing a stream, what's in the stream? Crayfish, halgramites, minnows. So,
right.
Use something in those particular colors, a shad colored something, or I don't know. There's different shades of green. I mean, there's all kinds of colors. You just go out there and take a look. I mean, it used to be not have so many selections, but now you've got flake and you've got multicolored things and things like that. But something that wiggles and attracts attention is probably going to catch more fish than even a live bait.
I think I was in shock when I saw all the stuff they had at Bass Pro Shop for fishing.
And one more, if I may, actually on the trout. Talking about trout.
Yeah.
What color are they weaned on? What color do they start out? Is it pellets that they give them when they're?
It's a combo fish meal and all kinds of different things for the pellets. But if I were fishing for trout on a stream, I'd use some type of inline spinner, like a MEP spinner something like that, it's going to flash when you reel it in,
Okay. Like a MEPS. Okay. Yeah. And if I decided to use, the power bait, what color? Same thing?
Anything. Power bait's anything. Power bait is designed to catch fishermen first. I've caught them on white. I've caught them on orange. I've caught them on green. I've caught them on glitter. I've caught them on, it's the fact that it smells like something that they want to eat. That's all the power bait is.
Yeah. Well, look, I really appreciate it. And happy birthday again.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Mrs., I hope you had a nice Mother's Day.
I had a wonderful one. Thank you very much.
Okay. Look, guys, hang in there.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, the rain's soon over.
Yeah.
It better be.
I hope so. Thanks.
All right.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Thanks, Robbie.
Bye.
There he goes. All right. Gary in Eldersburg, and then Fran joins us shortly. Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, Blazing Bear, we went to the event at the Eastern Assembly last weekend.
I had a granddaughter engagement or something overlapped my schedule and couldn't make it.
Oh, well, I missed you over there, but I did see your son Troy, and everything was good, so.
Yeah, well, am I allowed to say happy birthday to you?
Well, why not?
Well, you're on radio, and I don't know if everybody wants to know that you're 64 years old today.
I think we've already made that clear, haven't we? Yeah,
that's what I heard.
I guess you just joined us. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I'm preparing to go to... Spring Grove, Pennsylvania today to do a golf outing for the Royal Rangers.
Oh, good, good.
And, I don't normally get up at 5:30 in the morning, but thought, well, today's Mr. Ellis' birthday. He probably won't answer his phone, but I'll talk to him on the radio.
Well, there you go.
You got him.
There you go.
And you got a partner with you?
I do. My wife, Robin, is here. So
that sure does add to the show, doesn't it?
I hope so. I hope people enjoy hearing from her. She got some trash online from some people who don't pay attention very well, but that's okay. So
there are those people out there, aren't there?
Yeah, they are. There are trolls everywhere.
Took me a while to get used to it.
Yeah. So, but when
you have a wonderful day, and
hi, buddy. Thank you.
I hope the rain quits for us for a little while, but it's not supposed to stop for a while, but. You know, anybody can play golf in the sunshine.
It takes a trooper to play golf in the rain. Just watch those thunderstorms.
Can't wait for the crab season to get here.
You and me both.
Well, there's not a lot of crabs because this weather and these cold fronts that we've been having have been, hammered the East Coast and the Gulf. I mean, they're not even bringing crabs in. Many crabs in from Louisiana. One of my good friends is in that wholesale business, and he said, I got 200 boxes of crabs. This was Monday or Tuesday. I got 200 boxes of crabs, and it's not enough. You can't get them. So it's.
I don't know if you know it, but my son Tracy, he got his commercial crabber's license. So
I did not know that.
I should not have any trouble getting any crabs this year.
No, you shouldn't.
My money's good, so I guess it'll be okay.
Yep.
I'm going to remember that.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, Gary. Take care.
You and your wife, and God bless.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Take care, Blazing Bear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Fran, Baltimore. Morning, Fran. How you doing, dear?
Good morning, Alan Ellis. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Fran.
I'm telling you, I had to call in. You know those fancy phones, but I had to call in while I can still speak and tell you that one person you got here, the fan, I am so happy you were born.
Me too, I guess.
Let me tell you, because through your birth, our paths finally crossed, and it changed my life. I'm telling you, I've had more fun because you exist than I've had in my life. And I enjoy following you around, listening what's going on in the hunting community. And I'll tell you, the most thing, I was so proud of you. You started that Maryland Hunting Coalition. I was so proud of you. I want to wish you many more birthdays so you can continue your legacy. And as long as I can, I will enjoy the things that you teach me, the world that through you I get to see, like the Eastern Assembly last weekend. I went there. I had a great time. So much so, I doubled back the next morning.
Oh, wow. You went to the women's retreat. Great.
They had the women's thing. And I said, well, wait a minute. It's supposed to rain Mother's Day. I'm going to switch. And I hurry up and got myself together. And I went back and I met Annie Chapman. And she was great. I had a good time with the women the next morning. See, it's things like that. Through your birth, I have learned to really live, even in my senior years. Happy, happy birthday. I'm so glad you're here.
I agree with you, Fran.
Thank you.
Got your hands full, Robin.
I'm loving every minute of it.
I'm humbled. And I gave a little talk that Robin was going, you know, putting her finger across her throat when I was speaking at the Eastern Assembly the other day. But I had the attention of one guy in particular, and I was speaking right to him, and the words just came out, you know. And I'm not looking at Robin because I know she's telling me to cut it off, you know. But it's something that, you know, talked about the coalition, and I hope I didn't bore anybody. I probably did, but you know what? It is what it is. So,
well, maybe one day you and I will talk a little bit about, you know, deliverance in public.
Right.
I'll show you how to get their attention real good. But I enjoyed myself, and like I said, I had to call in of all people and wish you happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Fran. I'm very humbled.
Okay.
Thank you for the kind words.
No problem.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Well, our buddy John B., wrote in and tells us that Andre the Giant was born on May 19th. And Ferdinand Magellan, or Ferdinand the Bull. I'm not which. No, it's Ferdinand.
Probably the Bill.
No, it's Ferdinand Magellan. So, you know, you know the famous.
That famous
song to President Kennedy by Marilyn Monroe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think she was born in 1926, so I'm not really sure that she'd be, you know, she'd be in her, what, 90-something, 92? I can hear her singing Happy Birthday to Me in my head.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't.
Have fun.
Oh, mercy. Hey, we are having fun, though. We are having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am. I don't know if you are. But, you know, the rockfish thing, let's go back to that for a second. There are some complications to these rules because we have more than just rockfish in the bay, you know. And the catfish guy brought out a good point. You know, I like to fish for catfish. I like to use this particular kind of bait. Well, sorry, that's illegal now. You can't use it. But he's not fishing for rockfish. He's not chumming. But looks to me like they've outright banned all treble hooks. So you've alienated, you know, a small, minute segment of fishermen out there. You know, but
it's just the beginning.
Well, you know, there's, I don't know. It's
What happened to the good old days where you just bait your hook, throw it in, and be done with it?
Well, see, that's the problem, because everybody complains about dead fish floating all over the bay. Because of the year classes of these fish and the way they grow, you know, an 18-inch rockfish and a 19-inch rockfish are swimming together, okay, because they're herded up. I mean, they're schooled up, okay? So you're going to catch a lot of undersized fish, and the way people hook their chum mm-hmm. or their live line or something like that, the fish will tend to swallow the hook, which will kill the fish. And so, you know, rather than be caught with an illegal fish, okay, because it's undersized, people attempt to pull the hook out or whatever.
And kill the fish.
And kill the fish. Now, my solution is this, okay? If I'm going to be releasing fish, and I've always done this, even if I'm fishing with a J hook, mm-hmm. I press the barb down
mm-hmm.
because you can back the hook out without the barb. You know, you file it off or cut it, you know, crush it down with your
with a pair of pliers,
needle nose or whatever,
yeah, exactly.
you know, dykes, whatever you want to call them. But I don't know. I've known some dykes that could probably press the hook barb down pretty well. But anyway. You press the barb down, and then you can back the hook out easily. So you can. So,
I mean, when I was fishing for bluegill, that's what we used to do.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You just take a pair of pliers
press the barb down. That way, turn it right out.
Exactly.
You know, no injury to the fish.
And gently put the fish in the water.
Yeah, no injury to the fish. Then the barb doesn't tear out
mm-hmm.
tissue or, you know, whatever, but... You know, I mean, there are simple solutions if people just think a little bit.
Well, it's always the few that screw it up for the rest of everybody.
Think about this. When you hook a fish, the first thing they tell you is keep your rod tip up, keep your line tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because the fish is not fighting the barb of the hook. That just keeps the hook in place. The fish is actually fighting the bend of the hook. That's why it's a hook. Okay? So if the barb caught fish, you could use a straight hook with a barb on it, a straight piece of metal with a barb on it,
exactly,
right? Like a spear. But
mm-hmm.
no, the bend of the hook not only holds the bait on, but the bend of the hook is what the fish is fighting against. The barb just keeps it from backing out. So you press the barb down. If you're going to release fish, there you go, easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's too reasonable.
But what's obvious to you may not be obvious to somebody else.
Yeah, well, I make a lot of points on this show, and it just, you know, some of them to me make sense. Like crabs. Why do we measure crabs by the bushel? They're not sold by the bushel. They're sold by the pound,
mm-hmm.
commercially,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, they'll look at a bushel of crabs and they'll go, there's 40 or 41 pounds or whatever it is, and that's how they pay for the crabber. Okay, they're sold by weight commercially.
Exactly.
Okay, so why don't we have a number limit on the number of crabs we're allowed to keep? They do with peelers and female crabs and things like that, but, you know, we've got a 5 1/4 inch crab, okay? Why don't we say instead of 2 bushels, you're allowed 60, 50, 40, whatever size they are, it doesn't really matter as long as they're legal, okay?
Exactly. Why do
you, so... You know, you're catching crabs that are averaging 7 inches, you're going to get less than a bushel than you are crabs that measure 5 1/4 inches or 6 inches, okay? There'll be more of those in a bushel. So why not just give it a number? Put a number on it. Does that make sense, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not saying much. Okay, anyway.
You were born with John Hopkins was born today, too.
I forgot about him, too. Johns Hopkins, yes.
And Ho Chi Minh. And then, of course, Pol Pot. How you say it?
Pol Pot was born today. Mm-hmm. Ho Chi Minh. Boy, a lot of world leaders are born
uh-huh.
on today. Andre the Giant being
one of them.
First and foremost. Ho Chi Minh and Pol Pot.
Uh huh.
And Malcolm X and
John Hopkins
and who was the other guy I said? Napoleon Bonaparte.
Uh huh. Hold on.
Wow. I share some rare company, don't I?
Some of those people, do you really want to be associated with them?
Not really.
Okay.
No, no.
Yeah, I was thinking Pol Pot.
No, not really Ho Chi Minh or Pol Pot.
Uh-uh.
No.
Nope.
No. But.
I was trying to find some to really, really rag him on, but I was having a hard time. There's a guy here who's a gangster.
Ferdinand Magellan, though. He was pretty cool.
Exactly. Magellan's
he didn't
cool.
show up on my list.
Emmett, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Alan, you shared your birthday with somebody else.
Who's that?
Him.
Me.
Well, congratulations, brother. Happy birthday, Emmett.
Hey, yeah. We talked a little bit last week at Eastern.
Yeah, we did.
And you had a caller on your show. He was there, and he's headed for the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Well, I'm headed for the same thing.
Blazing Bear, huh? You're going to the golf tournament.
Yeah, I was going to talk a little trout fishing with you.
Please.
You sent me that text last week.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was fishing out on the gunpowder, and I came across a guy. He was fishing with a plastic worm, and he said it was pink.
Right.
And it tasted like, he said it had a bubblegum smell of flavor to it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gave me a couple, and they worked.
So pink plastic worms for trout.
They smell bubblegummy.
They smell like bubblegum.
He said that smells like bubblegum.
Okay.
Bubblegum. And they're really thin, really narrow and kind of short.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, first cast with it, had a strike.
No kidding. I caught a trout on a gummy worm one time. I caught a trout on a slice of orange peel one time.
Oh, my word.
I did. I mean, I like to try different things with different scents and different shapes and so forth. So, yep, I gutted a trout one time that had a cigarette butt in its mouth, in its gut.
Oh, that's too cruel.
Yeah. So, they'll eat just about anything. So,
well, that's true.
So,
hopefully I won't have to send any Mrs. Paul's bag anymore.
Yeah, I saw that bag of Mrs. Paul's fish that you sent and said that was
your, I love that,
that
by
was,
the way.
That was great, Emmett. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your golfing out. Enjoy your golf outing.
Okay, bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And there he goes.
You also were Anthony Spilotro.
Okay, I don't care.
He's the ant. He was an enforcer.
Of what?
The Chicago mob.
Oh, another bad guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find some bad
guys. I'm going to claim Andre the Giant. And, even Malcolm X wasn't a bad dude, really. I'm sorry he got killed. Clyde's Sports Shop has everything you need, want, or can imagine for fishing. For any type of fish. They have non-offset circle hooks for chumming and for live lining available. They have every type of terminal tackle as far as weights and bobbers and leaders and things like that for all types of fishing. They've got live and frozen bait. They've got everything for rockfish. They've got everything for trout and crappies and any kind of panfish. They've got all of that. They can wind line on your reels. They can fix a rod tip. Yeah, you get it. It's Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. We were there the other day, and I had a chance to talk to Mr. Clyde. St. Croix rods. I looked at those on the rack. I broke one of my fishing rods the other day, so I was looking at the St. Croix. So if you need it for fishing, Clyde Sports Shop has it. Again, a fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH, 24/7-FISH. You got that? 410-247-FISH or 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Stationary front over the central part of Virginia will slowly lift north, and we are under a flood watch. We will see the rain early. Thundershowers for the afternoon, headed up to around 70. Best shot for showers will be early tonight. May hear some thunder. Cloudy skies otherwise, 67 for the overnight. Stray to scattered showers ahead for Sunday. Afternoon high right around 85. And a stray shower thunderstorm for Monday. Otherwise, times of sun and clouds and a high close to 80 degrees to kick off the work week. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199.
410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Line-X.
And both locations, Line-X locations, Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X over there in Security, both now offer rust proofing. How do you like that?
Yeah, I like it. Value Guard is what it's called. Hey, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. I'm getting hungry. I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading for the marsh or going fishing. Nope, my mouth and belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. They put the new sign up, too, by the way. It looks good. It's got a big donut on it with pink icing and sprinkles on it. You can check that out at Bay Country Bakery. I look for the big donut, and from 11 to 2, you can get a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Red Stick One, a new novel. When a Florida game warden dies in a twisted act of revenge, the boy he raised, now grown and also a game warden, takes off his badge to hunt the killer. Ken Kirkby's new novel, Red Stick One, an exciting manhunt. Red Stick One, available on Amazon.
Red Stick One, available on Amazon. Got him the other day. We're going to read him. So, looks very interesting. Red Stick One. Hey, Robin.
What?
Get out. Stay out.
Stay safe.